Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hey, welcome to Busted Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins. Our podcast here is about drafts, it's about prospects, and it's about the future. And sometimes Evan and I know Evan loves the NFL draft, and it's going to be in Detroit in 2024. Hopefully we can handle all those big crowds because Taylor Swift, it was hard to get in there to afford to the most over. I'm not going to get into it. Don't get me going, Evan. It's going to be fine. What are the Lions going to be like at that time? Well, we'll do some speculation and what are their needs. And with college ball season, we'll do this a lot over the summer. We'll talk about players that you should probably watch. Now, I'm figuring, Evan, the Lions will be drafting 20 or later this year. All right? I think that's a fair assumption. What they were with their pick last year, what were they, at 18? They won 9 games. I figure the Lions will be a double-digit winning team this year, maybe make the playoffs. So it's a whole different dynamic than when they had the 6th overall pick or some of these other years when they had 3rd overall. And we're in a position to take, you know, somebody that was at the top of the charts. And also I'm anticipating their roster and what their needs will be based on contract. And my conclusion here is that the Lions, after last year when they had no interest in really taking an offensive lineman, this year I think offensive tackle is going to be at the top of their list. Granted, man, this is a zillion years in the future. And when I mention these guys, if I mention one that the Lions actually pick, Evan will be amazed. there are some very good offensive linemen available in this draft. And the reason I say offensive line and offensive tackle is because of Taylor Decker. Taylor Decker is a mainstay for the Lions. He's one of the team leaders. He's an excellent player. This isn't a knock on Taylor Decker and saying they've got to replace him. But the Lions have finally gotten to the point where they have to look at players that they have and take players that could possibly fill their spot in the future. Taylor Decker, the way his contract is structured, is he's $9 million as a dead cap hit next year, and then the next year after that, his contract kind of fades away. He's going to be 31 years old. Offensive line, everything the Lions do is based on their offensive line, their ability to run the football, to set up the pass, the ability to put their defense in really good positions, field position-wise, and not have them out on the field forever. That's been their winning formula. So they have to cover the offensive line spot, particularly tackle. Now they got Penei Sewell. There's a possibility to flip over to left tackle. I understand that. But you have to have a right tackle then. So how are you going to plan for that in the future? And if you're not drafting at the very top of the draft and you've got pretty good edge rushers already, where do you go with this? And it seems like offensive tackle would be the spot. Now, these are the players to watch. Now, first of all, they're not going to get Joe Ault. You're going to hear him as the top tackle mentioned. The reasons why, he's an incredible player. He plays for Notre Dame. It's ALT, 6'8", and he's got feet like a dancer, and he's strong. And he's going to go very high in the draft, top 5. He's the best offensive lineman, that I've seen since Penei Sewell come out of the draft. Another player you're going to hear a lot about is J.C. Latham from Alabama. Now, he plays right tackle. He did in the past. We'll see whether he's over to left tackle, which could happen when the fall comes here. But he is a player that's projected as a top dozen pick in the draft. Again, outstanding football player in the Alabama tradition. Definitely has a first-round type of grade. Another player, and these are the players that and another player that likely won't be there when the Lions pick if the Lions are successful. All right, but I mentioned those guys because it is possible that they may not have that great a year, and then those guys would still be in play for those picks. Is Ulu Fashino from Penn State? He's going to go in the top dozen players in the draft. You know, offensive linemen run. So those are the top offensive linemen. He's an outstanding player. You'll see him this year play against Michigan and Michigan State. Penn State has a very underrated team.
I like them a lot, actually.
Yeah, their quarterback situation has got better because they have a five-star kid coming in from Clifford, and they're really a team to watch. They could really cause a lot of problems for Michigan and Ohio State at the top of the conference. And that game is a very underrated game. And you get to see them at Ford Field.
Oh, that's right.
Beautiful. On Black Friday, beautiful Ford Field. The Lion, they'll put the Nittany Lion in there instead of the Lion one in the end zone. So those are the three premier offensive tackles. The player that I really like, all right, and just doing a little bit of this compared to what I'm going to be doing the entire summer and fall and all things, is a player from BYU. His name is Kingsley Suamataia. He is Suamataia. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong. Suamataia. He's an offensive tackle along the lines of Penny Sewell. Big, thick, you know, athletic, tough kid. That you know, plays in a program that used to be high profile, but a little bit more off the radar right now. He's an incredible talent, and he projects to me to be somebody you put out there, the right tackle, left tackle, plays left tackle now, but you put him out there for 10 years, and he's going to be a starter for you. You know, I don't know if he's as good as Sewell, but he's definitely in the same type of player and very similar from what I can see. So there you go for that. And another kid I would look out for is from Duke. His name is Graham Barton. He's a player that has risen the last couple years, and he's a player that definitely is going to go first or second round, it appears, at this point. So those are the offensive tackles. I'm figuring they're going to be looking for somebody to groom to replace Decker at some point. You know, but offensive tackles often play till they're a little older. Decker is playing his best football. They may extend him again. There's all kinds of options, but these are the type of players, too, that you could – if you kicked them inside, they wouldn't be overwhelmed. Right? They're all big, and certainly those first three that I mentioned, you know, in Alt, Latham, and Fashino from Penn State, those guys are premier players. And the kid from BYU, it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up being, you know, somebody that people are talking about in that line. And I like Barton from Duke, just watching a little bit here. And I haven't watched the, you know, bunch of tackles, you know, to the degree that I will at some point. Now, and they're all highly rated by, you know, Pro Football Focus or whatever draft. I don't have anybody in there that's like way out of the realm. Those guys are all pretty highly regarded by people who've looked at the draft so far. Another position, I know Lions offensive fans just love interior defensive linemen. And with good reason. You know, they wanted Jalen Carter really bad, and they just kept thinking, hey, man, that's a weakness of the team. And, you know, and actually that's a position that they have to look at. Jerhan Newton from Illinois is the best fit for the Lions if the draft were held today. Now, he is considered the consensus best pick as an interior defensive lineman. he's the only one that, looking at it at this point, to me, seems like a first-round pick. And he could have come out in the draft last year. He decided to go back. But he led the nation last year with 15 pressures. And he had 15 tackles for loss. He played very well in the Michigan game where they squeezed him. It was a 19-17 game in Ann Arbor, yep. If you remember correctly.
Oh, I remember.
He was part of a great defense. And he's not big, all right? He's ideal for what the Lions like, it appears, with that. It's a hybrid defensive end, defensive tackle position. They run a 3-4. He'd be one of the outside three with the hand in the ground, okay? Usually on the left side. They do kick him into the middle sometimes. But he's kind of got the same build, except he's a little bigger, but Aaron Donald-like build.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is he like that Clancy that came out this year? Like that?
Well, he's bigger than him. All right.
Okay.
You know, he's a good six. He's bigger than he is.
Okay.
And actually, though, I don't know what he's going to rip off a 4.67 or whatever it is in the 40-yard dash, but he's very athletic and he gets low and he's strong. He's one of those guys that they really can't get their hands on, you know, kind of like a greasy pig there, you know, those offensive kind of like to grab at everybody and hold inside. He's really difficult to get your hands on. Takes on double teams pretty well, and certainly is a type of player that can push a little bit from the middle. Now, like that, he's the best interior defensive lineman at this point, but that's a player that you're going to see this a lot in the fall. Plays for a Big Ten program to keep your eyes on. Also, I think the next need that they have is corner, with the fact that only Sutton has a long-term deal. Mosley, a one-year deal. And I don't know how they're going to use Brian Branch. We'll have to see if it'll be in the nickel corner, if he's mostly in that slot, which could very well happen because C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a corner, or I mean a safety. We'll have to see what they do at corner. But they're corners, and especially if they're drafting later, it makes more sense. You know, people won't go freaking out. You don't take a corner 3rd overall. Well, you do 20th if he's a player. And there are three corners to watch here in the Big Ten. Denzel Burke from Ohio State. He's going to go very early in the draft. And Cooper DeJean from Iowa is an outstanding corner. And then the other one that I would look at is from Penn State. He is somebody to look at as well. King is a player to look at from Penn State as a potential somebody that, you know, is going to go in the first round and could be a pick for Michigan. Now, the best corner in this draft is Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama, and he's also an extraordinary return man. I don't see him on the board unless the Lions have a bad season and they'll be taken very early. And there's a lot of edge rushers in this draft. Now, you say, well, what would the Lions do if they got edge rushers? Well, the deep draft for edge rushers, the best one is Javid Verse from Florida State. He's going to be a player to watch, and you know, you'll hear a lot about him. And looking at the college programs, and, you know, I'm writing a column about this. Everybody's talking about Georgia as they should. Everybody's talking about Alabama as they should. Everybody's talking about Ohio State as they should. Michigan's right there with those teams. I think Michigan's got the best chance to win a national championship of any time. And partly because their quarterback is back and those other teams don't. But there are a lot of teams that have quarterbacks that are back that could break into it. So it could change the dynamic of things when it comes down to what happens with the college football playoff this year. Because if you look, Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the country. USC is in a position where it could break through. Now, their defense was absolutely horrific last year. You still have to have a good defense. And they've tried to add as they can through the transfer portal. I'd also watch out for a sleeper team is Texas. Quinn Ewers is an outstanding player, and he's a quarterback. And Texas is, you know, kind of silently gotten a little bit better every year. They haven't been able to break through, but this may be the year that it's kind of like with the Jim Harbaugh, his first few years at Michigan, where it looked like they were going to get better, and then all of a sudden it happened for them. Look out for Texas. It could be a year for them. They're a bit of a sleeper team. I don't know. You know, Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina, if you were to project a draft right now, it would go Caleb Williams, Drake May. Yeah. He's a tremendous player. But again, just a word of caution. 2 years ago, Sam Howell and Caden Slovis were supposed to be the 1 and 2 picks. And they turned out to be Caden Slovis ended up at Pitt, and he's transferred since. You know, he is like been everywhere. And Sam Howell ended up going in the 5th round. So although he may be, he's looking like he's going to be the quarterback of the future for Washington, if you listen to a lot of people.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the quarterback thing can change very, very quickly. And there are a lot of transfers. You know, how good is Sam Hartman going to be at Notre Dame? You know, he was spectacular as a college player at Wake Forest. And he led them to doing things that Wake Forest shouldn't be doing. Put him at Notre Dame. He's got all these weapons. And he could end up being like Russell Wilson when he went to Wisconsin that year. You know, people don't remember Russell Wilson at NC State. I remember Russell Wilson at Wisconsin. And that's happened on a number of occasions with different players. So, and the transfer portal has been absolutely crazy. J.J. McCarthy will be the best quarterback in the Big Ten. He should be. But the kid, the McCord from Ohio State, is a, you know, he was compared to Matthew Stafford coming out of high school. He's been there 2 years. He's got a rocket arm. And he beat out Devin Brown there. But he's not a bad quarterback. He could end up moving. Right now, it appears that Tanner Mordecai, a transfer from SMU at Wisconsin, is the second best quarterback. And to show you how maddening it is and to try to figure out, and I don't know, Lions, they took Hendon Hooker. So I would assume they're not looking for a quarterback because he's going to be developed you know, by next year once his injury and all that happens. So I don't see him in the market for a quarterback at that point of the draft. We'll have to see. I mean, everything changes so much. But another quarterback that I would sit back and I would look at, well, you know, what's his NFL potential? You'll see him at Michigan State. It's Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
And they also have a great edge rusher in Braylon Trice that is going to be on a lot of NFL boards and could be a potential pick for the Lions at some point in the draft, depending on where they're picking. But to make a long story short, Evan, it's offensive line because of the Decker situation and the importance of that in the way they do things there. That's been their calling card. So it wouldn't be like, hey, get rid of Decker. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're drafting later, tackle is going to definitely be in play. And then interior defensive line. And there will be some players that emerge. I'm just telling you that Keshawn Newton is by far the best one coming into this year. And then you also have a situation where the only corner that signed long-term is Cam Sutton.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens with Emmanuel Mosley coming off the ACL. He's an excellent player if he's healthy. And what Branch's role is for the Lions. He's an excellent player. He is capable, I think, of at least playing nickel corner and maybe even corner. Depends on what they do. So, and they got some depth. Tracy Walker is going to be on the team because of his contract next year, it appears. And obviously, Kirby Joseph did pretty well. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson came to the Lions to get an opportunity to show what he can do because he kind of got dismissed by Philadelphia when he didn't sign right away, and they ended up going back with Bradbury, the corner, and they just didn't have the cap space for him. So he's a possibility as a long-term deal for the Lions. He's young. He's only 25 years old. And he hasn't been paid yet. He was a 4th-round draft pick. He was a great college player at Florida. He really was, I thought. So, and he's certainly been outstanding in the NFL. So, if you look at the Lions roster, it's pretty damn good. It really is. So that's how I look at it when they're going to 2024. And by the way, man, it's going to be so exciting that the draft is in Detroit. And I would tell everybody to enjoy that. You know, don't listen to this like, oh, is Detroit going to be able to handle it and everything? I've been to Kansas City. All right. And, you know, Kansas City is a wonderful town. I never rip these other towns because we have our problems. So do they. But Kansas City is no major metropolis of wonderfulness. Right. It's no better than us. They had it in Cleveland. So, you know, when people talk about it, you know, like, hey, we're not going to be. We had 1 million people down at Hart Plaza when the Pistons and the Red Wings won championships. And downtown Detroit is like 10 times better than it was. And I'll say this about Detroit, too, for all its problems, and it has a lot. It's good to have events down there, like Michigan State playing a game against Penn State on Black Friday. Whatever you feel about it, maybe Michigan State fans don't like it, but it's good for Detroit. And there's a lot of Michigan State fans that actually like it.
I'm all for it.
And you got all those people coming in from Pennsylvania, and Penn State's going to have a good team. They might be playing for something.
And it's indoors.
Yeah, and it's indoors. Yeah, by the way, Evan, you've gone to a few of those Penn State, Michigan State games when it's not on the radar. You know, it's brutal.
I mean, a couple years ago, we had a snow delay with lightning. We were there for like 8 hours.
So. You know, and the other the thing is, you didn't get to go to actual Penn State like I had to do back in the day. Oh, man, what a trip. You know, excuse me. It's pretty rough there. So enjoy these events in Detroit, and the draft is going to be great. I can't wait for the 2024 draft. As you know, I'm already looking at it, and I'm finding with the baseball draft coming up, and the NHL draft, and the NBA finals, and Stanley Cup finals just ended this week, and of course, baseball season rolling. I can't wait for football to start. I mean, I know it's only June, whatever, but I can't wait for football to start. And I know, Evan, you love football too. So,
oh, yeah.
And a reminder, like us on Apple iTunes, subscribe, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. I appreciate the following. So does Evan. We're in this together. Evan does a great job helping with everything around here. You're the best, man. I got to tell you.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it, Pat.
And, you know, until next time.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.